I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Chaos continues in Egypt as the Muslim Brotherhood calls for more protests. Open Doors spokesman Jerry Dykstra says protesters are taking out most of their anger on one group.
Christians are being turned into the scapegoat. Many of the Muslim Brotherhood protesters are blaming Christians for the ouster of Morsi.
At last report, the death toll rose above 500 and over 3,000 people were injured. Will you take a moment to pray? We turn next to Haiti, where For Haiti With Love just celebrated Christmas for the 25th year in a row. Early, right? Well, not if you're actually planning to host a party in person on December 25th in Haiti. For Haiti With Love's Eva DeHart says they raised the money with the Christmas in August fundraiser. This year,
it was a little over $6,000, and that should be a pretty good party for the kids.
So why all the fuss over a Christmas party? Well, two reasons. One,
the worst you see here is among the best you can find in Haiti. People are suffering.
And two, it's a huge gospel opportunity. There are links to more at our website. And for every 10 single people in the mission field, just two of them are guys. Africa Inland Mission says they see this recent statistic among their own missionaries, and they need more single men on the field, especially in the African culture. Native men tend to connect better with male missionaries, and this opens them to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Africa Inland Mission is currently looking for 8 guys to minister to the Lesotho shepherds for the next 2 years. Are you interested? You can find out more at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Support Eminem's Wake Me Up summer campaign and get Josh Wilson's new CD. Find out more at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.